Hello, I'm Branda Miller. I'm the Arts and Education Coordinator at the Sanctuary, and we've had a mission for a long time to think about hunger and also about nutrition, and especially because we're a community-based, creative organization, the role that food can play in bringing people together and making them stronger as communities. And I'm really honored to have in the studio today the two of you. Could you please introduce yourselves and tell what organization you're coming from and a little bit about yourself, Kathy?
My name is Kathy Marco. I'm with the Food Pantries for the Capital District, and I am the Manager of Community Engagement at the Food Pantries.
And I'm Linda O'Malley. I'm the former director of Oakwood Community Center, and I am administrator of the TLP Food Pantry, and I'm in the coalition that Kathy represents.
And you're also in the coalition that started WOOC, so thank you very much, Linda, for that.
Well, of course, I've always appreciated what this mission is about, too.
And really, the idea of independent media and communities having the right and the access to food really connect. And the idea, I'm wondering how you feel that using radio and using social media could help spread your mission. Could you tell a little bit what is the mission of the food pantry?
The Food Pantries of the Capital District is a coalition of 62 food pantries in four counties, Albany, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Rensselaer County. And our job is to support those food pantries to make sure the 1 in 10 members of our neighborhoods that are food insecure are served.
What does it mean to be food insecure?
It means that you do not have enough food or healthy food, nutritious food, on a daily basis, sometimes on a weekly basis, to sustain yourself and your family.
And what does the consortium do?
The Coalition of Food Pantries, we have several programs that help the food pantries in the Capital District. Our most popular is the Food Shuttle, which we have two box trucks on the road daily, 5 days a week, that transport food that the pantries order from the regional food bank, and we deliver them to the pantries every day. It's also part of a food rescue program where we deliver fresh produce and bread to those pantries as well.
And Linda, can you tell us a little bit about the beautiful organizing project you started at Oakwood called Soul Cafe?
Yes, I started out with the food pantry, recognizing the hunger needs of the community. But I began to start to look for something else. Is there another way to address hunger? And I went online and I looked up, I was just kind of browsing and Googling and found the Bon Jovi Foundation and what they were doing with the Soul Kitchen, which was an organization that they developed out of their foundation to help the poor communities and serve food and have people volunteer to help in that project and be a part of something bigger than themselves. Then I learned about Pay What You Can, which is you go in on the spot and you decide how much the meal is worth to you and what you would like to pay. And then you pay what you can and you pay it forward, kind of simultaneously. And we began to do that at Oakwood by serving these meals. We kind of asked for a $3 base amount so that people had something to start with. And then from there, we served this good food and used a lot of produce from Honest Weight Food Co-op, so we were keeping some of the waste down in the waste stream, and people started to really come, and it was more successful than I ever thought it would be, and its part as a community builder was significant. We could see how well that worked.
I think that discussion about community building with food is one that would be great to learn more about. What more could be done to add to community consciousness about the food pantries and the opportunity there is for food insecure people to get access to food, especially in this holiday season where everyone's thinking about food and not about the food insecure?
At the food pantries, we do try to do a lot of community outreach. We do a lot of tabling at community events to try to make sure that people are aware of the resources in the community to help families that are struggling. There are tremendous resources in the Capital District for struggling families. Our organization, along with MVP, put together a resource brochure that highlights all these organizations, from pantries to community meals to different social services available in the various communities of the Capital District. There is so much available for people, and sometimes it's merely needing to ask.
And how do you ask?
Our organization gets phone calls somewhere in the range of 1,500 a year to do referrals. People who just call the office and say, I need to find a food pantry. I received a phone call that I picked up on Veterans Day from a homeless pregnant mom. She was on the streets and had, it was Veterans Day. She was out of her WIC checks. So we try to find someplace. We never, ever, ever send somebody away without giving them some type of information that will help.
Also I think that in the urban centers, there's a lot of word of mouth knowledge that spreads. People find out about pantries from each other. However, I think in rural communities, there's more isolation, and that's where I think the radio can be an important part of this. There may be ways to reach people who are more far-flung than concentrated in the inner cities, because hunger is everywhere.
And that, thank you for bringing up radio, Linda, because here we are on the radio, and hopefully this is the beginning, this first interview of a fruitful collaboration and brainstorming and bringing together of networks who are trying to fight food insecurity in the Capital Region. What kind of ways do you think you could organize, and what kind of messages would you like to be heard? Who would you like to give voice to?
There are so many volunteers that are willing to help, the pantries that are willing to help, and more than half of the people who are considered food insecure in the Capital District do not seek assistance. So to let them know that there are people there who are willing to help and so generous that they really, you know, to reach out the stigma, take the stigma out of it, and, you know, realize that there is so much assistance available in every community.
Let me ask you a question about what you just said about that stigma. Could you describe what it feels like to be food insecure? And could you talk about the stigma?
I'll take that one. I think that what happens is that folks are thinking that I'm the only one that this is happening to, that if I had my life together, I wouldn't be hungry. And when the information is out there and they start to see what's available to them, and there are fresh vegetables, and that they will have social support and friends and people who are in similar circumstances, if we can start to build some of those bridges, I think people will feel less stigmatized about it. I think that the population that are most feel it the most are our senior citizens. They have dignity. They feel, I've never had to ask for anything in my life. Why should I expect anybody to give me this food? But we let them know, this is what we're here for. This is what we do, and it's okay. And there need to be multiple ways, and we're going to explore what those ways might be, that we can become more connected, better, I guess, advocates for those folks who need us to be there for them.
I feel one of the core things about the radio that's so powerful is it's about personal stories. When you talk about those social networks, it's really about regular, so-called ordinary people coming together, eating together, cooking together, learning nutritious ways to cook together, What personal stories can you share about your experience working in a food pantry?
I think that I learned a great deal about, for example, the minimum wage, and that some of our folks are working full-time and still can't make ends meet. If I weren't working in a food pantry, I don't think I would know that. And I think that a lot of people make assumptions about folks who are food insecure that might not be true. So I've always said, come to the pantry and work there and meet the people who come. You'll get a different perspective on the lives that they're living, you know, because that's the most teaching capacity that comes out of this is, and learning capacity is just being there with folks face to face and seeing what their circumstances are.
I agree. The some 54% of people who use food pantries in the Capital District have full-time jobs. And when you say that statistic out loud, most people are looking at me exactly like you are right now. They're shocked at that. They're shocked that of that number, that it is not what they think of. And it is, you know, it is really a sign of the times that we're living in.
What can we do? We're listening to you talking about this. What can we do as we're listening to this?
You can donate. You can volunteer your time. You can volunteer your energies. You can host a food drive at your place of business or at your place of worship. You can look around your community for opportunities to help those neighbors that are less fortunate.
And you're already doing a lot with your garden program here. I think it's beautiful to see the gardens in the summer.
Right. And one of the people who influenced us a lot at the sanctuary when we were starting our gardens is a person who inspired you and all of your community at Oakwood, as well as our community here, and that's Ellie Markovich. So I might as well tell that story.
Yeah.
Ellie is somebody who believed in the power of food to bring communities together and make transformative change. And she loved teaching people how to cook healthy food. There was nothing that gave her more pleasure than watching a kid eat some healthy food for the first time ever, like an avocado, or pulling a carrot out of the ground and going, wow, it came from out of the ground. Do you have a story to tell about Ellie?
Oh, Ellie can do anything with rice and beans. She's a genius with rice and beans. I wish I knew what she knows about rice and beans alone. Wonderful person, very generous with her knowledge, and would teach anybody, and I think did wonderful things for teaching children the value of fresh fruits and vegetables, and if you could do it no other way, you did it with smoothies. So
yes.
I know that she did those wonderful things here with the projects that she did here during the summer.
Yeah, and the motto, which we still carry to this day, is from seed to table. And so thank you for planting this seed today and talking about this very, very important issue of the food insecure. Do you have any last words you want to say?
Well, thanks so much for having us. This is a really great opportunity to get the message out.